You're listening to KMUN News for Wednesday, April 16th. I'm Katie Frankowitz with local and regional news produced by your community radio station. I'll soon be joined by my co-host, Skylar Butenshin. To hear the full broadcast along with news from NPR, tune in to KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM every weekday beginning at 7:59 a.m. And now, the news. Candidates vying for special district seats in the upcoming May election wrestled with one very big question at a forum Tuesday night. How would they grow and maintain stability in uncertain times? The candidates forum was hosted by the Astoria branch of the American Association of University Women. It included candidates in contested races for the Astoria School District Board, the Clatsop Community College Board of Education, the Port of Astoria Commission, and the Sunset Empire Transportation District Board. Today, we're going to focus on the Port of Astoria Commission races. All of the candidates present on Tuesday agreed that rehabilitating the port's Pier 2 was among their top priorities.
Which, if the port had 20 priorities, Pier 2 would be 1 through 19.
Dirk Roan is a dairy farmer and the current port commissioner in the position 3 seat. Pier 2 is home to several seafood processors, but a failing seawall and other issues jeopardize those operations and have the potential to impact the broader local commercial fishing industry. In 2023, the Port of Astoria landed a $25 million grant from the U.S. Maritime Administration to make major repairs at the pier. While there isn't any indication yet that the port is in danger of losing the federal grant, recent federal cuts by the Trump administration have impacted other local projects and operations. Roan's challenger for the position 3 seat is Thomas Jenkins, who currently works with the Oregon Department of Emergency Management. He says he's used to dealing with uncertainty across his career. But there are things he feels the port should prioritize, even while facing the unknown.
So number one is sustainable development of business in the port that's going to bring living wage jobs here to the region, not just in the port, but near the port, because a lot of businesses off the waterfront and away from the airport depend upon what we're doing.
He says another priority must be protecting the natural resources and the natural environment that the port occupies. Roan says the port is in a better place than when he joined the commission in 2017. Besides the Pier 2 work, there are also plans to redevelop a portion of the waterfront. Roan says he's running for re-election because he wants to see these projects through. Rob Seitz, a commercial fisherman and the owner of South Bay Wild Fish House in Astoria, is running for the position 5 seat. In addition to the funding for Pier 2, he calls the boatyard at Pier 3 one of the port's biggest successes. Demand for the boatyard is high, and it brings in money for the port. On Tuesday, Seitz argued that through Pier 3 and Pier 2, the port should focus on what it does best.
Which is fishing, both commercial and recreational, the shipyard, and tourism. We are the 8th biggest seafood port in the country. Fishing is part of our history and culture. It's in Astoria's DNA.
Seitz faces newcomer Thaddeus Fickle, a commercial pilot. Pier 2 is at the top of Fickle's priority list, too, but as a commercial pilot, he also advocated for the Astoria Airport, property the port owns and oversees.
We have Life Flight out there. We have bar pilots. The helicopter that takes tourists around in Seaside, they land there. And we've got, like Dirk said, the Coast Guard. My little flight school is there. And I believe that we have an opportunity to make the airport a more useful front of mind place.
James Campbell, the incumbent for the position 1 seat, was not able to attend the forum because of health issues. He and his challenger, former Astoria City Councilor Tom Brownson, have had the biggest obvious divergence in how they think about the port's priorities. Both men agree Pier 2 is a huge priority, but Campbell told KMUN he believes bringing more cargo across the port could build important revenue streams. Brownson has pushed back at that, calling it unrealistic. On Tuesday, he talked about the log export business currently operating on the port's Pier 1.
And if you've paid any attention, you've seen that that sort of comes and goes. It's not really a very sustainable use of that property.
He argues that the port needs to come up with better strategies about how to use Pier 1. Oregon's regular district election occurs on May 20th. Ballots will start to go out at the end of the month. A full recording of the forum will be available on KMUN.org later this week. An earlier version of this story incorrectly stated where Port Commission candidate Thomas Jenkins works and attributed the wrong quote to him. KMUN has corrected these errors and thanks the listener who got in touch to point out the issues to us.
The owner of Hurricane Ron's restaurant in downtown Astoria, Ronald Neva, recently pleaded guilty to multiple charges of violating state record-keeping requirements for fish and shellfish. Neva also pleaded guilty to similar charges on behalf of his company, Anna Neva LLC, doing business as Northwest Wild Products. Last week, Clatsop County Circuit Court Judge Bo Peterson granted Neva a suspended sentence. If Neva successfully completes an 18-month probation period, the charges will be dismissed. According to court records, Neva originally faced 27 Class A misdemeanors in the case, most of which were failure to keep records of fish received or allowing record inspection. But a majority of those charges were dismissed by Judge Peterson. Both parties and the court agreed that the charges should not result in the revocation of Neva's wholesaler license. However, a license revocation decision could still be made independently by the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission. This story comes to us through a news partnership with The Astorian, online at dailyastorian.com. U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley is urging the U.S. Department of Commerce to declare a federal fishery resource disaster for the 2024 Oregon troll salmon fishery. Merkley is joined in the effort by many of his Democratic colleagues in the Oregon delegation that includes Senator Ron Wyden and U.S. Representative Suzanne Bonamici. Last year, Oregon's troll salmon fishery saw poor returns due to the effects of climate change, increased drought, and shifting ocean conditions. Together, the Oregon lawmakers said in a letter that the disaster declaration, which was first requested by Governor Tina Kotek, is critical to providing economic relief to Oregon's fisheries and coastal communities, in addition to protecting the sustainability of wild salmon populations. Salmon loss has had a significant impact on Oregon's economy. The state's commercial fishing industry generates more than $600 million in economic activity each year, equivalent to roughly 9,000 jobs. Merkley and other Oregon lawmakers say they will keep pushing for federal support while local, state, and federal partners continue work on long-term solutions. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. Significant upgrades began last November at Nehalem Bay State Park. Now, the work is on pace to finish in late June, which will allow the park to reopen as planned on July 1st. Nehalem Bay State Park manager Ben Cox says work is also nearing completion on 5 cabins that will house seasonal staff at the park. Funding for the $11 million project has come from a bond approved by the Oregon legislature in 2021 to help improve state parks. At Nehalem Bay State Park, the work included new modern bathrooms, power upgrades, and the complete redoing of water and sewer systems. Cox says he's optimistic about the project hitting the June 30th deadline, but out of caution, he's currently holding off on taking reservations for the entire year. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. Pacific County Commissioner Lisa Olson is currently facing a recall effort from a group of citizens who were against the separation of the Pacific County Jail from the Pacific County Sheriff's Office. A judge recently ruled that the recall effort could proceed after hearing the original complaint, but just last week, attorneys acting on behalf of Olson filed a motion of reconsideration against the recall case. The original complaint alleges Olson and other Pacific County leaders held unlawful executive sessions on multiple occasions last year. Olson's attorneys argue the complaint contains multiple factual inaccuracies, and they say Olson was not given an opportunity to present contrary evidence or argue on her own behalf. An attorney representing the group leading the recall effort, who call themselves the Recall Rangers, immediately filed a response motion. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. Today's weather in the Lower Columbia River region, partly sunny, with highs in the high 50s. Tonight, clear skies with lows in the mid-40s.
A reminder that the old Young's Bay Bridge in Astoria will be closed daily for repairs this week. Work on a steel grate surface and the portion of the road on either side of it began on April 14th and is expected to continue through April 18th. Crews will be working during the day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., with the bridge closed all day long and open to traffic at night. Motorists should expect delays and use caution when driving through the area. You just listened to KMUN News with local and regional news produced by your community radio station, KMUN 91.9 FM. For even more news, visit kmun.org/news. You can also send news tips and story ideas to news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.